The payoff to all of these male and female duos that we've been playing is our guest today, Georgie James. Not a person, but a band made up of John Davis, formerly of the Washington, D.C. area band Q and Not You, and singer-songwriter Laura Burren, who, although they are not together, make a formidable musical combination. Here they are live on the Cafe with More Lights.
I change it to find it from that. It's the only thing that comes to pass. We know what we ought to know. We know what we have to know. We need more lights on in our neighborhood. All of the rooftops crowd the infinite, block out the stars and shield the sun. The street lamps line the streets in victory, the nouveau constellation.
Georgie James live at the World Cafe, and that is More Lights from Places, their new album, which is out on Saddle Creek. And every time I play Georgie James, I have to describe it's not a person, it's a band. and what were you looking at? I love the way it sounds, but what did you want the name to convey?
I think for me, I just wanted a name for the band. You know, it took us months, you know, and... We have a spiel,
let's get a name.
Yeah, you know, there were some rules. It had to be Googleable, and I really wanted it to be meaningful in some way. And John was like,
"That was not my rule for the
record." No, not John's rule at all. He's just like, "It's a band name. People get used to it. It really doesn't matter what it is." So we agreed on Georgie. We both liked the way that sounded, and you know.
And then after like. Georgie this, Georgie that, Georgie something. We just finally settled on Georgie James and thought, yeah, that sounds like somebody.
It elicits a good image, a good visual image, I think.
So what did attract you two to playing together?
How did we get here?
It's funny because I read an early interview, Laurie, that you did at some point talking about DC bands, and you mentioned Q and Not You as one of your faves. I don't know if you knew John at that point or not.
Actually, no. The first time I saw Q and Not You play was it was at the Clinic Interpol and Q and Not You show at 9:30 Club, and that was that was pretty far on in there. In their career as band, but
that was a long time ago. Right? 5 years ago,
many years ago. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I definitely was a fan first. But then, you know, we met through some friends and started talking about music, and it was right when Q Not You was kind of wrapping things up, and just decided to play together and kind of wrote a whole album very quickly, and here we are.
Well, let's do another one from the album. What's up next?
This song's called Long Week.
All of the fortune tellers say it's gonna be a long week, a long week. 'Cause you got used to the upswing, the feeling of a winning streak. But the clouds are taking a big spot on the stage. And the weatherman is calling for a cold. So cry your eyes out, pretty baby. Hold my hand and try your tongue. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done. All of the hands on the clock say that it's getting late, and you've been hanging around the same old place. And the clouds are taking all their spot on the stage. And the weatherman is calling for cold rain. So cry your eyes out, pretty baby. Hold my hand and try your tongue. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done. Well, the lightning strikes every minute in this place, in this place, in this place. And it would be a miracle if we get out of here unscathed. Fortune tellers say that it looks like rain. So cry your eyes out, pretty baby. Hold my hand and try your tongue. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done. Yeah, cry your eyes out, pretty baby. Hold my hand and try your tongue. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done. Oh, it's been heavy round here lately, and you'll feel lighter when you're done.
Live in the World Cafe Studios, Georgie James from Washington, D.C. are here. John Davis and Laura Burren, and that is Long Week from the debut album. One of the things I love, when we talk about, I bring up the term pop music again, but highly melodic music with kind of jaunty sounding things, and yet to go with that, you guys' lyrics are sometimes very pointed, and I wouldn't say dark, but they have some edge to them. That's kind of a classic form now to do that. Is that, Laura, were your lyrics always that way? Or
Yeah, you know, I like to juxtapose. I mean, the way that you put the lyrics with the melody and with the song, you emphasize the story you're telling even more. And so in a song like Cake Parade, for example, you know, you have this very upbeat, kind of happy sounding song where the lyrics are about, you know, war and, you know, these horrible atrocities that are happening. And so in my mind, you know, we use the music to kind of portray almost this kind of what the media maybe is feeding us. Everything's fine, everything's happy, everything's good. But in the lyrics you hear, you know, it's the deeper meaning, the deeper story.
That's definitely the song I was thinking of. How did that song come about?
I actually wrote that song many years ago. A friend of mine from high school was killed in the bombing of the USS Cole. And so I wrote that as kind of a tribute to him. And I never really did anything with it. I never recorded it or put it out. And, you know, as everything has kind of progressed since then, it seemed to really just be very relevant. And when John and I started playing music together, he said, "Do you have any songs that, you know, maybe could work for this this project?" And I pulled it out and said, I don't know. It was a real slow kind of a dirge. It was really sad. And John said, "Well, let's try this with it, and let's, you know." So we worked together to rearrange it and really make it what it is now. John added those great harmonies, and so yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of great that a song could have a new life.
In this absolutely. Form.
Can you do that one live?
Sure, absolutely.
The sun is up, looks like a perfect day to put our soldiers on a cake parade. We can line them up and march them down the hall where they can play at guns and we don't have to look at all. Oh, 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 oh. Another sailor sleeping well today. Another mother misses her lonely son's birthday. His bed is empty, not sure where he's gone with his all-stars and Nirvana t-shirt on. Oh, 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 oh. And if we try to raise the memory, you know it makes no difference. They'll send our boys for boot camp fun and teach them to be a man. If the sun could shine on us always, we'd go blind. But for all the rain inside, you know I wouldn't mind. The sun is gone, looks like a perfect day to put our soldiers in an early grave. We can line them up and lay them on the lawn with all their purple hearts and badges of courage on. Oh, 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 oh. And if we try to raise the memory, you know it's only second best to all the boys who never will, who never will be a man. If the sun could shine on us always, we'd go blind. But for all the rain inside, you know I wouldn't mind. If the sun could shine on us always, we'd be fine. And just to see him one more time, you know I wouldn't mind. We'll send you hands of shining stars so you can feel your pretty glow orb and navigate the seashell graves and safely find your way home. Oh, 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 oh.
That is Cake Parade with Laura Burin on the lead vocals and John Davis on the harmonies, as we talked about. That's on their the Georgie James album called Places, which is out on Saddle Creek. Saddle Creek, middle of the country, Washington, D.C. How did you guys hook up?
I just had known of the label for a long time, pretty much dating back to the mid-90s, and had just dealt with them over the years from doing fanzines and working at a publicity company and just kind of getting to know the bands. And then probably about 7 years ago, when Q and IU started touring regularly, whenever we would go through Omaha, those guys would usually help put the show on or put us up for the night or something like that. So kind of got to know them that way. And just I always respected what they did. I liked the way they ran the label, and I thought they were a really good balance of things. And so when we finished our record, it had occurred to me that we should send the record to them. And we did, and they liked it. And that was pretty simple from there.
It's funny, from where I'm sitting, you develop a trust with certain labels, and they're one of those that you get a certain level of trust with, which is good in today's world. John Davis, you also, you mentioned doing fanzine work and writing. What's it like for you to be doing, I guess you did it with Q and not you. You do both ends of the interview segment.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've interviewed anybody, but I did it for a really long time. And I kind of learned, what makes for an annoying interview, and or a boring interview. Not to say that I'm necessarily exciting when being interviewed, but I usually try to say a little more, if I can. But I've definitely had some bad interviews along the way.
Our guest today is Georgie James, and Laura and John are here. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to play You Can Have It.
You will understand what they mean when they
You can have it from Georgie James, our guest live today. And the new album out on Saddle Creek is called Places. And thanks a lot for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us.
Georgie James, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.